for communities near two time zones. It can sometimes be confusing which time one is using when hosting an event. In Fort Pierce, South Dakota, most folks use Central Time, even though the town is actually in the Mountain Time Zone. There's one time, though, when that later time has proved a benefit over the years. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The town of Fort Pierce is on the west side of the Missouri River, opposite the capital city of Pierre. When Carl Fisher's family decided to build a new location for their business that began here in 1899, they used the resources from the east side of the river.
They bought an old packing plant in Pierre, tore it down, and then brought the bricks over to build their store here.
Fort Pierre had cattle and cowboys and took advantage of the technicality that they sat in the Mountain Time Zone 1 hour later than their friends across the river in Pierre.
The time zone is the Missouri River, so we got an extra hour over here.
That allows the bars to stay open an hour later than they do in Pierre. The Fisher store could sell you just about anything you needed for your home, farm, or ranch on the west side of the Missouri River.
It was a general store, and it had groceries, and it had furniture, and it had piece goods, and it had clothing, and it had shoes, and it had boots. You could buy Stetson hats. You could buy anything and everything in the general store.
Carl came home from college in 1958 and began working in the store. He remembers the flood of 1952 that had a short and long-term impact on this town.
Flooded my folks' house, and my brother and I walked the railroad bridge to get to Pierre to stay with some friends over there. And there were people that put their cars on the railroad tracks with not much air, and that tire would kind of fit over the rails, and they drove their cars across the railroad bridge over here.
That flood was one of the last before the completion of the Owyhee Dam. While this town still has plenty of cattle and cowboys who come to town, the lake attracts plenty of people for fishing and recreation. Driving the countryside. In Fort Pierce, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.